Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Hizb al-Tahrir Tanzania calls upon Muslim armies to save Gaza. Following more than a year of occupier Jewish entity campaign of genocide, barbarism, and injustice to the Muslims of Gaza and neighboring Muslim lands being perpetrated with the support of America, other Western nations, and betrayal and complicity of puppets in Muslim lands. Yesterday, 8 November 2024, Hizb al-Tahrir Tanzania conducted pickets after Friday prayer at various places denouncing the Jewish entity's brutality and called upon armies of the Muslim world, especially of Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, etc., to immediately move forward to save Muslims of Gaza. Pickets were conducted in various regions in Tanzania, such as Zanzibar, Mwanza, Tanga, and the biggest one was conducted in the outskirts of city of Dar es Salaam outside of Masjid Kwa Bimtumwa at Tandil area. Earlier before Dar es Salaam city picketing, one of Hizb activists delivered khutbah in which he reminded and warned scholars, Muslim puppet rulers, Ummah, and Muslim armies of grave consequences on deserting Muslims of Gaza who are being slaughtered by the Jewish entity. The Dar es Salaam picketing, which was attended by several media outlets, was also combined with dua being led by Sheikh Musa Kilio, head of the Central Communication Committee of Hizb al-Tahrir in Tanzania, while Mas'ud Msallam, media representative of Hizb al-Tahrir Tanzania, conveyed special message to armies of the Muslim world as the following. A message from Hizb al-Tahrir Tanzania to armies of Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Turkey, Saudi Arabia. O armies in the Muslim lands, Gaza has already been devastated and now is Lebanon. What are you waiting for to go forward offering your military support? It has been more than a year now since the Jewish entity has been fully assisted and supported by the United States of America and other Western countries, and it continues to commit brutal genocide, demolishes buildings and infrastructures in Gaza. Not only this, the enemy has continued carrying out similar carnages in Lebanon, yet it is attacking Iran and Syria. What sort of humiliation are you exposing in with the whole Islamic Ummah without taking any tangible action? Within 1 year, 6 Muslim lands have been attacked: Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, Iran, Iraq, and Yemen, while you are oblivious. This issue has only 2 sides, the side of the enemies of Islam, the other side is that of the Islamic Ummah. Which one would you ally and stand with? Is your bond with the Ummah not a bond of Islamic faith? Do you think that you are safe enough that the enemies would not continue to attack the rest of Muslim lands and even attack you? Alas, the enemy would never be satisfied, and the required response to it is only bullet, not surrender. It has been reported that 43,000 people have been martyred in Gaza, or according to some other sources, the number is almost 200,000. And 7,000, or unknown number, of the people are under the rebels, and more than 100,000 injured, while more than 80% of the homes have been ruined. Survivors in Gaza are desperately wandering around, surrounded by the Jewish army, and prevented and access to aid. There is no food, water, or medical services. Apart from being bombed, they are also dying from hunger. Almost all hospitals and medical centers have been demolished. O armies in the Muslim world, aren't these your brothers? More than 600 mosques have been demolished. Undoubtedly, this is an open war against Islam. O armies in the Muslim world, what is the greatest pride for a Muslim than a victory in the battlefield of jihad? Or become martyr. Don't you know that abandoning jihad in this situation is one of the most dooming grave sins? The enemy is still thirsty to shed sacred blood of Muslims. It is not satisfied with bombing buildings only. Instead, it continues blowing up even tents where weak survivors among women and kids have taken refuge. O armies in the Muslim world, if you abandon your brothers, who do you think would come forward to help them? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ إِنْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير. O believers, what is the matter with you that when you are asked to march forth in the cause of Allah you cling firmly to your land? Do you prefer the life of this world over the hereafter? The enjoyment of this worldly life is insignificant compared to that of the hereafter. If you do not march forth, he will afflict you with a painful torment and replace you with other people. You are not harming him in the least, and Allah is most capable of everything. Tawbah 38-39. O dear armies in the Muslim world, don't be afraid of anything, since the whole ummah is behind you. Surely the army of Allah would always be helped and become victorious. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. And indeed our soldiers would in the end be victorious. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten his nusra, victory, to Gaza and all Muslims in the east and west. Ameen. Mas'ud Musallam, media representative of Hizb al-Tahrir in Tanzania.